Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Pei Beis. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're on page Resh Nun, which is the page following 498. We discussed last night in the Mechaber in Sif Aleph that if you have two Yisraelim living in a chatzar with a goy, so then they have to do schiras rashus, they have to rent out the rashus from the goy in order for their eruv to take effect. So we're picking up in the Ramah on the top line of Resh Nun. So he brings down three cases in the Ramah. Yisrael shehiskir ohishel beiso le'eno Yehudi, a Yisrael who rented out or lent out his house to a goy, Eino oser love, that guy will not aser on him. Delo hiskir ohishel obeso kadeshi aser love. He did not rent out or lend out his house to the guy for the guy to then aser on him, and therefore that case the guy's rishus will not aser the Yisraelim. Case number two says Rama, avo im habayis shel eino Yehudi. But if the house really belongs to the guy, uscharo Yisrael mimenu, and the Jew rented from the guy. Ve'enu Yehudi dar bebayis imo. So the guy is staying in the house with the Yisrael in a different room. So in the same room of the guy's original house, the guy rents a room out to the Yisrael. So ein schiras habayis moel le'inyan schiras ha'eruv. The fact that the Yisrael rented out a room from the guy does not count towards the schiras rishus for the eruv. So besides the fact that he rented out that room to live in, he also has to do a schiras rishus on the chelak of the goy to not ruin his eruv that he has with other Yisraelim. In case number three of the Ramah, Yisrael shehishel ohiskir bayis l'chaveru. A Yisrael who rented out or lent out a house to his friend, b'mokom shedarim einam Yehudim. So the Yisrael owns two houses in an area where there are goyim as well. So he lent out or rented one of his houses to another Yisrael. Even though he has a hold on the house of the other Yisrael that he rented to or lent to because he left some items there that are very heavy and they're not going anywhere for Shabbos, still lo mahani, it will not help. Utzrichim livskor me'enu Yehudi, he still has to do schiras rishus. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on the three cases. The Mishnah Berurah begins of Katan Zayin. On the first case of the Ramah, that the Yisrael rented or lent out a house to a goy, the goy will not aser on him because he didn't lend it out to him to aser. Ubisef ravodas akodesh la Rashba. Zokta Mishabua, the Rashba writes, O Tamudinze, the Rashba's kosav O Tamudinze, the Rashba writes another reason why this will not aser. She'in darko she Yisrael lahaskir lahashir la'akum bayis b'chotzer she'ushori b'socha. It's not the normal derech for Yisrael to rent out or to lend out to a goy a house in the chotzer where he lives. V'lo gazru chachomim b'dover she'in amatsui. And Chazal did not aser in a case that's uncommon. So Zokta Rashba simply, it's just uncommon, therefore, it's not going to aser. V'ayin bebir hagro bekan, look in the bir hagro over here, ula'el besimin shin ayin, shedaito didavko b'shehisne hamasker o hamashel sheyocho lasalko b'chol sho sheyirtze. This is only true that the goy will not aser if the Jew made a stipulation when he rented the house or he lent out the house to the goy that he could remove the goy at any time that he wants. But in a situation where the Jew cannot just remove the goy, then the goy would certainly aser on the Jew. Look what we discussed in the Biralacha in Simon Shin Pei Dalet at length. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kadmul Ches on the second case. The Jew rented out a room in the house of the goy. There we said that's not enough. You rented out the room, but you also have to do schiras rishus on the area of the goy. So says the Mishnah Berurah Perish, the lo neima, don't say the schiras hatzorach leinyan heter tiltul, that the schiras rishus that is needed to be matir the tiltul is nichlal b'schiras habayis, is included in the rental of the house that the Jew did to the goy. Mishum de umdino de muchach hu shelo socher mimenu habayis adayte shia osu tato b'shabbos. Because it's obvious that the Jew did not rent out from the goy in such a way that he's going to be asked to carry on Shabbos. And therefore you might think that the Jew would not need to then go do Sri Asashus. It's like automatic. That's what you might think. Kamash Malon comes to Ramah to tell us, We don't say that because you rented out a room, you meant to include also the schirash reshus to allow you to carry, because otherwise you'd have a reshus that you can't carry on Shabbos. We don't say that. Rak bin maskir velo besocher. That's only like in the first case of the Ramah, where the Jew is the one who is the maskir, he's renting out to the goy, not when he's the socher, not when he's renting from the goy. Ulahachit sarach liskor mimena reshuso, and therefore the Jew, after renting out his room, will have to do schirash reshus on the goy's reshus. An explanation of this is brought in note number 20. Ubatama davash eschirus abayas eina mo'ilu l'schirus ha'eruv. Why is it that we can't kill two birds with one stone when he rents out a room from the goy? Why can't that count also as a schirus reshus of the reshus of the goy? So we have two reasons brought down. Matzina b'achronim shnei bi'urim. Number one, Hashulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Shechazal tiknu schirus kidei sheyikshe b'eini ha'Yisrael liskor mi'anachri. As we said yesterday, Chazal were misakin that a Jew should rent out from the goy, so it should be difficult in the eyes of the Israel to rent from the goy. And that way the Jew will move out. If we're going to say that any time a Jew rents from a goy, it's automatic and it's fine, there's going to be no push for the Jew to leave. It's not going to accomplish what we set out to accomplish. Therefore, says Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the rental of the Israel of the room from the goy does not cover the schiras reshus. He has to then go out and reserve rights in the goy's reshus as well. Number two, the Chazon Ish. He explains, Shebischiras le'eruv tzorech liskor zechus hishtamshus b'chilek hanochri shebechotzer. When you do schiras reshus for an eruv, you have to rent out the right to use the chilek of the goy. So you have a portion in where the guy is living. So the fact that I rented a room to live in, that doesn't do anything for the guy's rishus. I need rights in where he lives. So first I rent a rishus for myself to live in, but then I have to do schiras rishus that I have certain rights in the place where the guy dwells, and that has to be a separate schiras. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodem Tes. We said again in the second case, the Jew rents a room from the guy, and we said that Eino Yehudi is living in the house with him. The guy who's renting to the Israel is living in the house. Like we explained, the guy is living in a different room. Because if the Jew had rights from his rental to use the entire house, it's going to be no worse than a regular worker that the Jew is working for the guy. And then the Jew would not have to rent out his reshus. We're going to see more about this. The schiro ulkito, the worker, where the Jew is working for the guy, emir Hashem in siv tes vav. Then we have the third case of the Ramah. That was the Yisrael that had a friend, that's another Yisrael in the Chatzar, and he had two houses. So he lent or rented out his house to the other Yisrael in a place that are also Goyim living there. Even though he has a tfisas yad and his friend's reshus that he gave him, he still needs to do a schiras reshus from the Goyim. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph Ratzel Lomar, She Yisrael Yeshlo Shnei Batim B'Chatzer. The Jew owns two houses in the Chatzer, She'enu Yehudi Darba, where the Goy lives. V'hu Darba Bayis Echad. The Yisrael owner lives in one of the houses. V'ashnia Hiskil Yisrael Acher. In the second house, he rented out to another Yisrael. V'yeshlo B'Bayis Zet Tfisas Yad. And he has a handle on the other house, meaning, Dahainu, Shehishir Bo Kalim She'enu Nitolim B'Shabbos. He left over in the other house where his friend rented Kalim that cannot be moved on Shabbos. Umach mazeh ein srichim l'arev b'neihem. And as we've learned previously, if A has a tfisas yad and the reshus of B, they don't have to make an eruv between them. K'moshen is bar b'simin shenayim, like we saw in Shimon Sinayim. V'kamashmon, the chiddush over here is, da'afilu hachi einom chashuvim kechad. Even though they don't need an eruv, they're not considered like one. Utzrichim liskor mehakum. And they still need to do schiras reshus on the goy. The tfisas yad lo odif meyim eruv b'nehem. The fact that one has tfisas yad and the other one is no better than if they have an eruv together. She'enom ol kol zman shelo sochum mehakum. The same way the eruv between them doesn't work if they don't rent from the goy, the tfisas yad that one has and the other will not work without the rental from the goy as well. K'mosha gasadnu b'sivkot and dalag. We said earlier in Sekhot and Dalad, I am Beralocha Mashik Asadnu Bazet. So if you look at note number 22, he writes the Talmud of Avir HaBeisosa. The Beisosa explains this: Shekevan Shai Yisraelim Dorin Vishnei Batim. Since the Yisraelim are living in two different houses, Hanochri Mefached Nehem. The Goy is afraid of them. The Einam Choshishim Menu, and the Jews are not afraid of the Goy. Umemelo Hu Davar Shchiach Sheyaduru Bofanze. Therefore, it will be a common occurrence for the Jews to live this way: two Jews and a Goy. Ulekach Gozru Chazal Hatzruch Liskor Menochri. And therefore, because it's a common case, Chazal where Gozer on this case that they require schiras rishus on the goy. Let's see the mechaber vaytis of beis. In bitlu ha-yisraelim rishusam la-echad mehem, you have a bunch of Yisraelim living in one rishus, in one chatzar, and there's a goy living there. So if the Yisraelim were all mevatel rishus to one Yisrael, kedei she-yechoshev ki-yechidi etzel ha-inu Yehudi, so that one Yisrael, who everyone was mevatel rishus to, is considered dwelling there alone with the goy. And we know when there's one Yisrael and one goy, you don't need to do siras rishus. Ein amoel. This does not help. One Jew and one goy, that is okay. You don't need siras rishus. But if there's five Jews and one goy, just because four are mevatel rishus to the one, that will not help them avoiding having to do siras rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Yudbeis, le'echad mehen, they were all mevatel rishus to one. That at least that one person would be allowed to carry from his house to the chutzar. And they would be usher. Because since it's a rabbin, they can't be considered a guest of the yachid. Like we discussed earlier in Simon Shinpei. Sivkotan Yud Gimel still in the world doesn't help. Diim Kain, if this bitl rishus to that one person will help avoid shirash rishus, Im Kain, Bitalta Toras Erev Meosa Mavui. You have nullified the rules of Erev and Mavui. Sharei lo yitztorchu liskor klal. They'll never have to rent from the Goy. V'yuklu tamid levatel. They can always levatel the rishus to that one Yisrael. V'yishakal Toras Erev. They're going to forget the concept of Erev. The Shaar Tzion writes in Osches, V'im Tomar, if you're going to ask, She'yarvu afal pishen amoil. Maybe in order to not forget about Erev, they could be mevatel rishus to the one Yisrael, not to siras rishus, but make an eruv, even though it doesn't really help. Yomru eruv moel b'mekom akum. So the Gemara answers that kasha and says that people are going to say an eruv helps in a place of a goy. So it's a shtickle marasayin, so they can't just put an eruv. So if there's no eruv, they're just mevatel rishus, and there's no siras rishus. So then we are in fact afraid that we are going to forget about the concept of eruv. I'd like to read one last note in the back of the sefer. That is on page 32, note number 26. Ubetama chiluk bein hamikra shelefaneinu. What exactly is the chiluk between the case in front of us? Lubein kol bitul rishus, like versus any case of bitul rishus. By a regular case of bitul rishus, she'ein choshishim she'tishkat erev. When we have bitul rishus, we never showed any concern that we'll forget about erev. So why here, when there's a guy there, all of a sudden we're worried you forget about erev? So writes the Rabbeinu Peretz. Shebichol makom eruv odet mebitul. As we've discussed, an eruv is always better than bitul rishus. Kevan shayidei ha eruv kulam yichol mutatul vayidei bitul lo. Through an eruv, everyone can carry freely both ways in and out, but through a bitul rishus, they're not allowed to carry freely. Only the one they were mabatul the rishus to. Ulakach ein choshishen tishka taras eruv. Therefore, since the bitul rishus does not really accomplish that much, we're not worried they'll forget about eruv. They might do bitul rishus one time, but they'll do an eruv eventually. Which is not the case over here, where a goy lives amongst them. The eno rotzer lahaskir rishuso, and he doesn't want to rent out his rishus. The enam yecholim laariv. They don't have the option of making an eruv. The goy is ruining their eruv. So im natir lahem levato rishusham zelazet. If we just allow the levato the rishus one to the other, so yesh lachu sheyivatlu tadir zelazet. Then we're worried they'll always be mevatel one to another. Va'yidezet tishkat taras eruv. And through that, they will in fact forget about eruv because there's no option of making an eruv in this case. That concludes the beis of Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow we'll go weiter with Sif Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.